This PBS NewsHour podcast is supported in part by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where hundreds of researchers make new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber scientists. Learn more about their momentum at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We start the day's other headlines in Texas, where officials announced the first death from a recent measles outbreak. They say the victim was an unvaccinated school-age child who was hospitalized in West Texas last week. There are at least 124 confirmed cases of the highly contagious respiratory illness across 9 Texas counties. They've been mostly reported among children, many of them unvaccinated. There are also 9 cases in eastern New Mexico. Today's fatality is the nation's first reported death from measles since 2015. At today's cabinet meeting, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said there were actually 2 deaths from the recent outbreak, though the second fatality has not been confirmed. At the Supreme Court today, justices seem to side with an Ohio woman who brought a lawsuit claiming workplace discrimination because she is straight. Marlene Ames says she was passed over for a promotion at the Ohio Department of Youth Services in favor of a gay woman and then demoted in favor of a gay man. Justice Brett Kavanaugh said today that workplace discrimination, quote, whether you are gay or straight is prohibited. The rules are the same whichever way it goes. If the high court rules in her favor, it could make it easier for people to pursue such so-called reverse discrimination claims. A Baltimore judge is considering whether to reduce the life sentence for Adnan Syed to time served. It's just the latest twist in a case that rose to national prominence as the subject of the Serial podcast more than a decade ago. Syed was released from prison in 2022 after prosecutors found problems with the case. They asked a judge to overturn his murder conviction for the death of his high school ex-girlfriend back in 1999. Today, both prosecutors and his attorney said the 43-year-old doesn't pose a risk to public safety. Last night, prosecutors withdrew an attempt to vacate his murder conviction outright, meaning that it remains on the books. In the Middle East, an Israeli security official says that Hamas handed over the bodies of 4 Israeli hostages tonight. It's the last scheduled handover under the ceasefire's first phase, which is due to expire in just days. The men Hamas named range in age between 50 and 85. They're being swapped for roughly 600 Palestinian prisoners. Israel had delayed the prisoner release since Saturday, citing Hamas's treatment of hostages during previous exchanges. In the meantime, thousands of Israelis lined the streets during a funeral procession for deceased hostages Shiri Ariel and Kfir Bibas. The bodies of the mother and her 2 young sons were handed over by Hamas last week. At the funeral, Yarden Bibas, who survived Hamas captivity, said goodbye to his wife and children.
Shiri, I'm sorry I couldn't protect you all. I think about everything we went through together. There are so many beautiful memories. I can't kiss or hug you, and it's breaking me and killing me. Shiri, please watch over me.
Hamas says Shiri and her children were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israeli forensic teams say there's evidence that they were killed by Hamas. New data suggests that a years-long decline in the nation's Christian population has leveled off. Results of a Pew Research Center survey out today found that 62% of U.S. adults identify as Christian. That number has held steady since 2019 after falling from 78% in 2007. And whether Christian or not, a vast majority of Americans consider themselves spiritual, with 83% saying they believe in God or some kind of universal spirit. Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos announced today that the paper's opinion pages will focus on defending, quote, personal liberties and free markets. In a social media post, Bezos says he told employees that, quote, viewpoints opposing those pillars will be left to be published by others. Critics say it's the latest rightward shift at the Post under Bezos, aimed at pleasing President Trump. Bezos insists that newspapers these days should not offer a broad-based opinion section, saying that the internet does that job. Following today's announcement, the Post's opinion editor, David Shipley, announced he is stepping down. And on Wall Street today, stocks ended mixed after a recent run of losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped nearly 200 points on the day. The NASDAQ added nearly 50 points, or about a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 ended virtually flat. And actor Michelle Trachtenberg has died. She got her start as a child actor, most notably on Nickelodeon's The Adventures of Pete and Pete. Trachtenberg was just 10 years old when she shot to fame in the 1996 film Harriet the Spy. She later co-starred on hit TV shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl. New York City police say they responded to a 911 call early today and found Trachtenberg unconscious and unresponsive. No criminal involvement is suspected. An investigation is ongoing. Michelle Trachtenberg was just 39 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour. Advocacy groups react to a court order blocking President Trump's ban on refugees. Panama's deputy foreign minister discusses his country's role in the U.S. immigration crackdown. And the upcoming Met Gala shines a spotlight on the cultural impact of black men's fashion.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.